Cliff, we are elf quarantined right now.
I'm at home and you're at home and we're all at home.
Yes. Is it the elf quarantine or is it the elf quarantinsel?
Definitely quarantinsel.
Tinsel, yes!
It just makes it sound more festive and less terrible.
Absolutely. So this is a new realm for us. Cliff is going to be editing this podcast, so it's going to be very different for you.
Or it might be the exact same, or it might be terrible. There's really, I have edited podcasts before, but I have never edited a podcast to the degree that Heather edits a podcast. Like, I have never gone through and removed all the ums out of a podcast. And so I probably won't do that again, but you'll just have to deal with a few more ums than you're used to normally.
It will probably sound better, Cliff.
Probably not.
It's so weird too. Just so you guys understand what's happening, I am sitting in a child's chair, talking into a microphone that is cradled by an open drawer on my bureau. I have barely left my bedroom since the quarantine started, which means I have barely showered. I'm barely dressed. I mean, I've got a hoodie on right now and my hair is up in a knot. Cliff, your hair is up in a knot as well.
Absolutely. All four of them.
So Merry Christmas. We're podcasting even through the quarantine. This is like a brand new world, Cliff.
It's kind of crazy. Like, you're on what, day 10 of like home quarantine?
I am. And you just commented too. We can see each other. I am drinking Silk soy milk right out of the carton.
That's the level of depravity that we've gotten to. Heather is drinking soy milk straight out of the carton, but she also has a cup of coffee and she's alternating between them. And I'm horrified.
It's kind of like, I am not a partier, Cliff. So you know how partiers do like salt shot lime. I'm like soy coffee shot soy.
You drink your coffee black. And so is it like coffee with a chaser?
Yes, it is quarantine Heather. I have been eating my ice cream just a pint at a time. I've been drinking the soy milk out of the cardboard. It's just crazy town over here. They talk about how we're all going to gain so much weight during the quarantine. Like, that is me. Oh, you know what else I've been doing, Cliff? I've been watching a lot of Disney movies on your Disney stream.
Excellent.
Can you see what I'm doing?
No.
Are you watching me watch stuff?
I am absolutely not watching you watch stuff. Did you watch Lady and the Tramp?
Not yet. I'm afraid. I don't want to cry, Cliff.
That's fair. Enough in this world right now is making people cry. You should not add to that by watching Lady and the Tramp.
Correct. I have watched some really wonderful 80s movies.
Excellent.
That are there. As well. But my favorite watch, Cliff, of recent is on Netflix, A Bad Mom's Christmas.
Oh, it sounds so good. I think, now, is that a sequel to, like, that's a series, right? There's Bad
Yes!
Moms. Yeah. Brooke went and saw Bad Moms, like, in the theater with a bunch of other moms. They all got together and had, like, some sort of, like, GNO and all went and saw Bad Moms. So tell me about Bad Moms Christmas. I'm very excited.
Well, the cast is perfect. So it's Mila Kunis.
Love her.
Yes. Catherine Hahn, who I like. What else is she in? She's on those comedy things. Is she from SNL? Catherine Hahn?
She might be. She's like one of the people that I do not recognize. I don't recognize her, so I don't know who she is.
Kristen Bell, who we all love. We love Kristen Bell.
I just finished watching The Good Place. Watching the last episode of The Good Place during the quarantine was very difficult. That was a very sad, sad ending. But
yes,
it's all right.
Well, this is a happy, fun ending. This is
good,
a happy, fun
good.
Movie. Christine Baranski, Cheryl Hines, and Susan Sarandon play the moms of the Bad Moms.
Nice. I love Christine Baranski in Mamma Mia. She's very good.
The cast is perfect. So essentially, the quote-unquote bad moms are doing Christmas for their kids, and they decide that they are not going to kill themselves for it. They're just gonna enjoy Christmas too.
Absolutely.
But then their moms come in and try to boss them around, basically. So it's this really interesting drama about how, like, Christmas is all about the kids and they don't know that you love them unless you do X, Y, and Z and go crazy. So it basically shows these three families. It's hilarious. It might be my favorite Christmas movie of recent.
Wow. That's saying a lot. So this came out a couple years ago. I don't know how I missed this being a thing, but we're at home and there's dogs barking. But I don't know how I missed this being a thing. It sounds really good though. You said you saw it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix right now.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah, so definitely check out Bad Moms Christmas. I've been watching a lot of things on Netflix as of late. Are there any movies that you would recommend, Cliff?
You know, I've actually mostly been watching TV on Netflix, to be honest, like big, like long series full of stuff. I binged Daybreakers, which is super strange. It's a good show. I don't know if I'd recommend it, to be honest, but I watched the entire thing. So I guess if you can say I watched 12 episodes of an hour long show, it must be okay. It's
well,
like
the 12 Days of Christmas, Cliff.
Perfect. It's got what's his name? Ferris Bueller. What's Ferris Bueller's real name? Ferris Bueller. he's in it, and a couple other people in it. It's a post-apocalyptic show. It's set in an apocalypse where all the parents were turned into zombies, but all the kids lived. It's kind of a Lord of the Flies thing about it. So it's not Christmas related, but it's all right. So I haven't watched a lot of Christmas lately, I'll be honest. But that's
well,
okay.
there's not a lot of Christmas available.
True.
Yes, I will also give you a non-Christmas related quarantinsel suggestion. If you like comedy at all, Taylor Tomlinson's Quarter Life Crisis.
Oh, nice.
It is a Netflix special. Taylor Tomlinson is one third of the Self Helpless podcast, one of the podcasts that I personally love. So I think it's, you know, classic Netflix comedy length of like 49 minutes. And sure. I laughed the entire time.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. That sounds really good.
So check that out after Bad Moms Christmas, because there cannot be too much laughing right now.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So Cliff, tell me about lights. Are we talking about lights?
We're talking about Christmas lights. And I think this is such a heartwarming story. I would like to preface this with today I actually got an email from my HOA telling me that I was in violation of their Christmas light policy and that I needed to take mine down, which I find exceptionally rude in this time of needing a little bit of extra joy. So I'm going to say...
I would, Cliff, you got to respond to them and be like, this is an HO soleil.
Exactly, right? It's only fair. So we'll see how the fight with the HOA goes. But for now, they're winning. So starting last Sunday, sports broadcaster Lane Griddle put out a tweet. And he said, what if we all put our Christmas lights back up? Then we could get in the car and drive around and look at them. It seems like a really good social distancing activity. And so a lot of people actually responded by putting up their Christmas lights or putting their Christmas trees back up or taking their Christmas tree and setting it out in their yard, just to make everything a little bit more festive. I think that, like we talked about, like in October, November, if putting up your tree early can make you happy, there's no reason to think that putting up some Christmas lights, putting up your tree right now couldn't also make you happy in a time where things aren't maybe as happy as we'd like them to be. So I would 100% encourage you, if you are one of those people that leave your Christmas lights up like on your house all year round, start turning them on at night. There's, I think, a lot of fun to be had in that. And if you have, like, you know, maybe you're not going to set up your 6-foot Christmas tree. I tried so hard to convince Brooke that we should set our Christmas tree up. And she's like, we took it down like 3 weeks ago. I mean, maybe 5 weeks. It was well into February that we took our Christmas tree down. She's like, we just got it down. I'm not putting it back up. And we discussed it, but I lost. So what are you going to do? But maybe your spouse is a little bit more flexible when it comes to putting up Christmas trees in the middle of March than mine is. I say give it a go.
Can we call it holiday fluid?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. So
Yes.
I just say do it. And you know, if you still have your Christmas lights on, just flip that switch or plug in that plug and make people a little bit happier. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Absolutely nothing wrong with doing that.
I love flip the switch, plug the plug, hashtag holiday fluid.
That's going to go up on our Instagram. It's perfect. It's perfect. Heather's got a mind for those kind of things. It's very impressive to watch your work.
You don't, I'm powered by soy milk. The original champions of the mighty soybean. I've been reading the back of the soy milk container for 10 days. It's been really fun.
I have to ask a question about that soy milk. Is that cold?
I prefer it right out of the closet, right out of the pantry. It's called the panic pantry when you're in quarantine. So you just pull the soy milk right out of the panic pantry, Cliff.
There is nothing in this world I can think of that I want to try less than warm soy milk. That's terrible. You know, I think the other thing we need to give a shout out to when we're talking about things that can make you happier is actually the lovely radio station we work for.
Yes.
If you need a boost, if you need a little bit of that holiday cheer to help you with your, hey, I'm stuck at home quarantine self, you can actually go right now to go to warm1069.com, and there's a little button that's there that says,
It says Listen Live Christmas.
so if you click that button, it will launch another page that plays Christmas music 24 hours a day, 360 days a year. I think probably actually 365 days a year, probably.
Actually, it's 366 because we are in a leap year, Cliff.
Absolutely. 366 days a year this year. And you can always hear Christmas music. So.
Fun story on that. I have been doing some graphics here from home, and on all my graphics, it's been saying 24/7, 366. And apparently, everybody at work keeps correcting it to 365, thinking that I have been making a mistake. And I'm like, no, people, 2020 is a leap year.
You've got some sort of weird Christmas fever.
Right.
It's all good. It's the best fever you can have right now. But now go listen to those guys, because not only do I mean, it's a really good Christmas station. We spend a lot of time making sure that Christmas music is great. And you know, they're the folks that let us make this podcast. So go listen. It's good stuff.
Yes.
Commercial free too.
It is commercial free. Can you believe that? It's incredible.
Absolutely not.
Anything really that can boost your mood is awesome right now.
Absolutely.
Whether it's the lights, whether it's the Netflix binging, Disney Plus binging, or listening to the Christmas music, absolutely do it. We might be self-quarantined for a while here. I mean, I don't want to say that it's going to be months, but it could be months. So,
And that's why I've been saying it's 10 to 12 weeks. Like, that sounds way less bad than 3 months, right?
well, yes. And it's funny because a lot of people are rescheduling stuff for September, October, November. And there's a reason because it might take that long. So we'll see what happens.
Can I talk about one other thing?
Yes. Cliff has the list in front of him. I don't have the list.
Heather is a She is a wild person that exists in a world without lists. She just charges ahead and does things. And it's really my job in this podcast to, like, every once in a while, we just pull it back down. We're like, Heather, there's a list. And she's like, go for it.
Check it twice, Cliff. Get on it.
Absolutely. So, like, the one downside of, you know, the quarantine is that you can no longer go to the movie theater. It's a bummer. So you have the Regal subscription, right? Where you can go to all the Regal.
Yes.
Did they put that on hold for you so you don't have to pay for that while you can't go?
I don't know, Cliff. I will say, for the first time in my adult life, I have been missing payments and deadlines, and everything is just going crazy.
It's all right.
So I don't even know about that. I know that I've paid all my bills 3 days late this month. Not because I don't have money, like I do. I'm so confused with what day it is, like what's going on. It's been hard.
My days are just one giant blur of this might be a weekday.
I know.
I don't know what day it is. It just might be a weekday. So my guess is, so I'm an AMC subscriber. I have the AMC A-list, and they automatically put that on pause because all of their theaters are closed. So I would guess that Regal did the same thing. The downside is you can't go see the movies. The plus side of that is a ton of different film distributors are actually just throwing their stuff onto, like VOD services way early. So like I saw Onward opening weekend, the new Pixar film, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's a little bit sad, but really, 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 really good. So that movie came out like a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago. It hit, digital download 2 or 3 days ago. So you can download that movie right now and watch it. It's $20. Or it's actually going to be on Disney Plus starting April 3rd. So you can go see Onward on Disney Plus 3 weeks after it came out in theaters, maybe a month after it came out in theaters, which is great. If you don't know it already, like, and I don't know how you would have not seen this, but Frozen 2 was not supposed to hit DVD for probably at least another couple of months. Frozen 2 just got dumped onto Disney Plus last weekend. So if you haven't seen Frozen 2 yet, that's available on Disney Plus as well. And after that happened, a bunch of other movies got pushed onto, like, you can go to Amazon Prime and watch them. So the new movies, The Hunt, Emma, The Invisible Man, which is supposed to be really good, got pushed out. So did Birds of Prey, the new Harley Quinn movie. That's just going straight to, like, straight out of the theater, straight to VOD. The Gentleman, The Way Back, and Bloodshot are all movies that are literally still in theaters and are going to be on digital within a week. So a lot of them are like $20, which is more than you'd normally pay for that rental, but it's for a movie that literally should still be in the theater. So, you know, for us here in Seattle, if you go to the theater and buy two tickets, it's $30, $25. So getting it VOD to be able to watch it in your own home, make your own popcorn, is a pretty good deal. If you've got kids, Trolls World Tour, the new Trolls movie, which is weird but looks kind of okay. Actually, I've seen the trailer a bunch of times. It's going to be on there April 10th. So all those kids you've got running around that aren't in school anymore, you can just have them watch Frozen 2 on repeat until Onward comes out, and then they can watch that on repeat, and then they can watch Trolls World Tour on repeat until you want to hide in a room.
Okay, so Cliff, you're giving me a lot of kid movies here, so it compels me to give you one more adult movie.
Perfect.
In my Netflix binging, which I have been doing constantly, by the way, because I've been quote unquote working from home, I've had Netflix on constantly. There's a movie called Blue Jay. Now, okay. It came out in 2016, and it is the greatest thing that I have ever seen in my entire life.
I've never heard of this movie.
Mark Duplass, he is the most handsome man that I've ever encountered.
Ever?
I don't know what else he's in. He's very handsome, though.
All right.
And Sarah Paulson. And it's in black and white.
So it's classy, is what you're saying.
Oh, very classy. And it's about these two people that run into each other after 20 years. They were high school sweethearts, and they run into each other after 20 years. And then you see what happens. And I think it's one of those things, not you, Cliff, because you're with your high school sweetheart.
True.
But I think the rest of us who are not with our high school sweethearts always wonder what would have happened if we had stayed with our high school sweetheart. So this movie explores that. And I think it's really interesting, too, in this time when we are all looking for connections. Maybe you're sitting at home and you're lonely and you're thinking about people that you haven't thought about in a while. This movie just, it really hit a chord with me because it was like, huh, I wonder what this person and that person and X, Y, and Z person are doing right now. And if I was single, would I be reaching out to them? So I think that it's a really interesting movie for right now, even though it's from 2016 and it's not necessarily new.
I think honestly, Heather, the first rule of quarantine is absolutely do not call your ex during quarantine. It's the worst thing you could possibly do, especially if you've been quarantine drinking. Don't do that.
Are you sure that that's the first rule of quarantine? Because
the first rule of quarantine is don't talk about quarantine. But I think the second rule of quarantine is don't call your ex. I'm pretty sure I read that on Twitter.
Well, then is the third rule of quarantine only send dog pics?
Absolutely.
Those are the only pics that you should be sending. Dog pics.
I'm going to be very, very specific here for a minute. If you are a Twitter person, if you enjoy the Twitter, there is a Twitter account called Unsolicited Dick Dick, but it's actually the little teeny deer. They're called Dick Dicks, and they are the cutest animal you've ever seen. It's like a deer, but it's like the size of maybe a big chihuahua. Those are also okay.
Okay. I need to do more on Twitter. I've just been recently getting into it since the quarantine happened.
You should just stay on Instagram where everything's safe and pretty. Twitter, I love it, and I spend a lot of time there, but it's also, it's not good for your mental health. That's what I'll say.
I do love Instagram. We're so Xmas on Instagram. Cliff handles it.
Which does not speak well for its current state. Maybe I should post a few things before I post this podcast, just so you have new content. Heather took a video of me today dropping off the microphone that she's currently using. We'll post that on Instagram. It's good content.
Well, I was going to say, Cliff, I don't know if we can use that video because you can barely hear what you're saying, but there's lots of woofs in the background. Woof, woof, woof from my side of the video.
Maybe what I'll do is you send me the video and I'll just voice over it. I'll like ADR it, but say ridiculous things. It'll be fine.
We're so Xmas everywhere you go.
Absolutely.
Everywhere you go is Christmas.
This is the second podcast.
Take some tinsel with you. What? What?
Did you make that up just like on the go?
Yeah.
That was very good. Heather's got some mad like parody improvisational skills. It's very impressive.
On the first day of quarantine, my true love gave to me one roll of TP.
Do you live in constant fear that you're going to run out?
No, I'm actually not afraid at all. Are you at all concerned? Because I just keep thinking of all the different things that I could use instead of toilet paper. I mean, I've got probably 150 fast food napkins in my glove compartment of my car that are just waiting to be used.
I'm just hoping it doesn't come to that. That's really what I'm hoping, is that it doesn't come to the napkins in... You drive a Mini. There is no way you could fit 150 napkins in your glove compartment.
I'm exaggerating, but there's a lot of napkins in there. There's a lot of napkins. I mean, like, there really are, because I have like a shoebox in the trunk that I keep napkins in case I need to check the oil. And there's probably 150 napkins in there.
Well, you're good to go, I guess. If it comes down to that, I will just come to your house and steal your napkin box.
You can have it, Cliff.
Oh, that's so sweet. I would not steal your napkin box. I would not. And I buy my toilet paper in bulk, so I'm fine too.
Yeah, I just need to stop eating ice cream all the time. I mean, I'm...
out of the carton with a spoon.
That's what I've been doing, because I just keep running around saying, like, if we're all going to die, I'm just going to eat ice cream. It's been nutty.
It's gonna
like, why should I be on a diet? Like, if like the world is ending, like, eat the ice cream.
So I think that's where we end the podcast. The world is ending. Eat your ice cream first.
Yes. Put your Christmas lights up. Listen to your Christmas music. Eat your ice cream.
Turn on your air conditioner. Flip on your fire.
Eat your ice cream.
Eat your ice cream.
Hi, Jane.